The rulers, the elders, the chief priests all wondered, how did the lame man walk? How did Peter heal him? Was it the power of sorcery? Well, they were proclaiming Jesus, and Peter and John are arrested, and they were called forth to make an answer, a confession. And filled by the Holy Spirit, Peter spoke. Not blinking an eye, he told the truth. By the name of Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you. There he spoke. There he did it. He told them what they wanted to know, but they couldn't understand it. Peter continues to confess, though. He said, this Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And he further said, and there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. No other name, no other man, no other salvation. Christ alone. This is the confession of Peter, of John, of the apostles, of the church. This is a confession of the church throughout the ages. The apostles, the councils, all confess this Christ, who is the salvation of the world. The name that is above all names, God raised this rejected stone from the graveyard of rejected stones and exalts it to the position of the head cornerstone. The stone which saves the church, establishes the church, and holds the building of God's kingdom together. The confession of Peter and the other apostles in the face of the opposition of the Jews continued to be made. And it still was made in the early church. In the continuing opposition of the Jews, the Greeks, Druids and others, Jesus sent his apostles out into the world, sent to be his apostles to the ends of the earth. This is clearly seen in the work of Patrick in the 5th century. The British Isles were the end of the known world. Beyond them lay the vast emptiness of the Atlantic. And in Ireland, Patrick made the great confession about Jesus' identity and the work of the salvation that he accomplished. He indeed was Christ's witness on the island near the end of the earth. But the confession that Patrick made and that we as Christ's disciples also make brings opposition. Our Lord Jesus speaks about this opposition that his followers would face. And he says to us, blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And he describes this persecution in rather striking language. He says, behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpent and as innocent as doves. The message to us is clear. The foes of Christ, Satan and all his minions, the world and the people who hate God's will, want to devour his people, and yet Christ sends his disciples out into the world, bearing his spirit so that the witness of his saving work will be heard and believed. Such a powerful witness Patrick made. Facing opposition of Druids and other pagans, the bishop boldly made this confession of faith. For there is no other God, nor ever was before, nor shall be hereafter, but God the Father, unbegotten and without beginning, in whom all things began, whose are all things, as we have been taught, and his Son, Jesus Christ, who manifestly always existed with the Father before the beginning of time, in the Spirit with the Father, indescribably begotten before all things, and all things visible and invisible were made by him. He was made man, conquered death, and was received into heaven, to the Father who gave him all power over every name in heaven and on earth and in hell, so that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and God, in whom we believe. And we look to his imminent coming again, the judge of the living and the dead, who will render to each according to his deeds. And he poured out his Holy Spirit on us in abundance, the gift and pledge of immortality, which makes the believers and the obedient into sons of God and co-heirs of Christ, who is revealed, and we worship one God in the Trinity of holy name. So Patrick confessed. So he proclaimed Christ to the ends of the earth. Soon some of you will be sent to the uttermost parts of the Otas, others to the hills of Tennessee, to the lakes of Michigan, the streets of Boston, who knows where, but sent you will be. And you will face all sorts, those who believe and those who do not, maybe some who would rather kill you. But you have the same message. You will have the same word, the same sacraments to use to be his continuing witnesses. For there indeed is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So be bold in that, Lord, and speak the truth in love. Proclaim the Christ until he comes, and he will be with you. And pray as Patrick prayed, Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me. Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.